Joining me is 16th year Post 42 manager Nate Burleyberg. Hey, Nate, how are you?
Doing great, Chris. Thanks.
Hey, well, it's already almost here. You'll be suiting up for games in less than a month, Nate. It's unbelievable. You've started spring camp already. What has stood out to you at camp so far?
Well, just glad to be in camp. You know, a year ago is kind of when everything went down. This week, actually, of spring break, and we got notified at the end of last week and that we couldn't practice anymore, and then we didn't get back to it until May. And so just being able to be back in the, you know, normalcy of practice, and we had a great week last week, and excited to, you know, really get in there and teach those first couple months. You know, we really missed out on that last year, and that practice time is so important.
Well, it's already almost here, and you have a lot of newcomers on this team, but you have a lot of talent. What are you seeing from your youngsters so far?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I'm really excited about our team and you know, kind of a fresh start. I mean, not that we're not going to miss the last group that we've had. I mean, it was a really special group, and I think some of those guys won close to 200 games in their 4 years of playing for the Riders. And so it's a new group, but at the same time, as a coach, you kind of embrace that sometimes. You know, guys will count us out a little bit, and you know, we got a saying that tradition never graduates, and we feel like we're going to be able to put together an exciting team and be right there at the end of it, which is really what matters.
In that same vein, you'll have five returners. What are the main factors, by the way, in developing these young players? Now, you and your coaching staff has been so good at that regard over your tenure. What's the major factors in that?
Well, I mean, we're going to play a tough schedule. We're not going to play, you know, a different schedule based on having a young team. So we're going to get tested, you know, early and often. And I think, you know, obviously, having these guys since they're in seventh grade in our program helps, and they get used to the program that way, and we can have good coaches coaching them all the way through. And so, you know, that routine and you know, for us, I think, you know, the keys are can we replace, you know, the amount of guys that we lost offensively and in our lineup. I think I really feel like our pitching will be there, and we'll come around, and we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have a lot of, you know, kind of internal competition where guys are competing against each other, and that'll be kind of fun to see. You know, we've had such a set lineup the last few years with having a really veteran team, and we're going to get to try a lot of new guys and lots of opportunities for guys and for guys to go out and win positions. So we're excited about the competition here in our camp this spring, and hopefully the weather will stay nice, and we can stay outside.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong in this, but I imagine with this young team, with a lot of competition at a lot of areas, it'll bleed into the season, this competition. So you'll probably play a lot of young guys early, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing about young guys is you're going to, you know, we're going to see a lot of growth throughout the summer, and you're really going to see, I think, from even game to game and week to week, you know, really a change in our team. And there's going to be some growing pains throughout there, for sure, that maybe we haven't seen the last few years. But I think there's a tremendous upside with this group. There's a lot of athleticism and, you know, some speed and some things that you know, I think can really make a good baseball team. So definitely excited about them. And now it's just about learning them and seeing what we can put out there.
Now, you just kind of touched on it, which leads me into this next question. Now, your squad's going to have to find ways to manufacture runs with such a young squad. In some years, you guys have stolen a lot of bases and used speed and manufactured runs. And lately, though, you've had some pop. And so you've really used your power. What do you see these kids in this particular lineup developing into as the season progresses?
You know, I think you touched on it. We never try to model, you know, any team based off of another team. And so we really try to be f- flexible with each year being a new team. And I think the best coaches do that is they, you know, they really look to see what the identity of the team is. And I mean, I think a lot of that is yet to be determined. But I do think there's some opportunities for some speed and some small game, especially when you're, you know, you have a lot of youth and inexperienced hitters. I mean, we're going to have to play that way a little bit more with how we feel like the strength of our pitching can be too. And you know, we're just, when we face it, we're not going to have, you know, your Mason Powells and those guys that, you know, are going to hit 30 doubles this summer consistently throughout your lineup. I mean, we're going to have a few guys like that and going to rely on playing a little bit different. So I think that's a good point. It might mirror some of our teams in the past that maybe have stole a few more bases and bunted a little bit more. And for me, I mean, that's the way I like to play anyway, so it's kind of an exciting brand of baseball.
Now, I can't let you go, last question, without talking about your veterans. And starting pitching is going to look really good for you rotation-wise. A lot of your veterans like Richardson, Race, Newland, and Fink, they are back. What are you seeing from them so far at camp?
Yeah, I mean, all four of those guys are tremendous talents on the mound and power arms. We feel really good about those top four for sure. I think those four will match up with anybody that we play. And so those guys have in the first week done a great job and been great leaders. And I think from a staff standpoint, then it's going to be, you know, our job as pitching coaches here is to, you know, not only further develop those four, but it's going to be about the next four to six after them. And we feel like there's some guys that are going to really step up for us and be great arms. And you look at Fink, and last year he was, a guy that was kind of a bubble guy coming in, and then he ends up going 9-1 or something with a 2 ERA. So we feel like there's some other Finks in there that can really step up and be 5 and 6 starters for us. And Jason then moves up into that top rotation, you know, with Race and Newland and Richardson. So we're excited about our staff for sure and our young arms.
Nate, it is going to be fun. Thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time, Chris.